along with the core work of the society, we're also an approved housing body, and we provide homes to over 920 people nationally. And over 210 of those homes are provided in the Northwest region across Donegal, Leitrim and Sligo. And those homes have been delivered and are managed by a network of volunteer groups. And we provide homes across 17 locations in the Northwest region. So we typically accommodate older people, and that category of need lends itself very well to the volunteer-led management. And all our tenants must qualify to be on the local authority housing list. So I'm on this morning as a society wants to strengthen our volunteer base. We always, I suppose, on an ongoing basis, we look to recruit new volunteers, make sure we have sufficient numbers across our areas. I suppose things change on, you know, with volunteer groups. You know, people have been involved for a very long time, want to change, people fall ill. So we want to replenish, and we also want to rejuvenate. We're currently operating housing in a very highly regulated environment. So we want to bring on skill sets now that complement the work of our social housing provision. So in terms of skill set, I suppose that's what we're here to talk about. We can look at it across two areas, across the property and also across the people. And on the property side, there's work around looking at, you know, the repairs and maintenance side of property. As an approved housing body, we continuously look at improving our standards.
And is that to assess the properties for that work or to carry that work out, Paula?
It's to every, I suppose, group looks at that in different ways. A lot would have different people, you know, contractors involved. So it's about looking at ways to you know, for efficiency of management across the asset. And also, we continuously look at improving our stock. Mm. So, you know, people are involved in refurbishments, energy upgrades, maybe adaptations. And safety management is also a big part of the property side. So we're looking at people, take on people with skill sets from maybe engineering, surveying, property management, safety management. They're fantastic skills to bring on board. And then when you look at the people side of it...
Well, before we get to the people side of it, just in terms of that, those roles that you talk of, it's not a massive a commitment that you're seeking, but it's not an insignificant commitment either. So what kind of time would people need to have available? And I suppose, how available do they need to be to give that time?
Well, we typically say, as a marker, about 3 hours per week would be the requirement for a volunteer. And then based on the area of work that they're involved in, that could change from week to week. But I suppose the more people you have involved in a group, you know, you can have greater delegation of tasks.
Right. So you might have multiple people working responsible for the same group of housing or house, for example. They work together as a team. OK, so that workload is shared then, of course.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, we see across the country... The fantastic variation of skills that are involved in different groups. It really works very well.
And then we're going to talk about the people. Yes, go ahead, Paula.
Yes, the work on that side of things is varied. It can range from, you know, rental income management to tenancy selection. We often need to signpost our tenants to different supports within the community. And also a lot of the tenants that we accommodate come to us that mightn't have family or friends around them. So we like to create a sense of community and we often host different events and run different activities for our tenants. And that can, you know, can be anything from coffee mornings to book clubs or gardening classes or whatever. So there's lots that people can get involved in. And so, you know, if you're a people person, if you have maybe a background in social care, social work, nursing, you know, they're all very valuable and beneficial skills to have on board.
And the people
and also just to say, Craig, yep, as well, that every group benefits from somebody with a financial background, an administration background, for all that, you know, for the reporting side of things as well. So it's a great, you know, there's lots of different things you can get involved in.
So talk to me about what the volunteers say to you that they get from it themselves.
It's interesting you asked that, because I was just talking to someone last week and they said to me that they get way more out of it than they put in. You know, the ability to provide a home to somebody is just, the impact that has on that person. It's life changing. And we want to be able to continue our work because it is so important, particularly in the current housing crisis. So it's very rewarding for the people that are involved. And also a lot of people that come to us want to volunteer or maybe freshly retired, and they want to give something back and they want to utilize their skills that they've built up over their working lives. And it's a great enjoyment and, as I said, rewarding to those.
You know, because we do hear of, and quite rightly so, and we'll continue to platform it, the plight of people and the difficulties that are out there. But it's also, it's comforting. I find it comforting to think of these people, and you talk about them, some of them being older, to have a roof over their head, but to also have that, to have that support. And also those particularly without families, you know, maybe people that never had children and they're widowed or a widower or something like that there. And it's comforting to know that there are groups out there like St. Vincent de Paul that are there for them so they can be happy and enjoy the rest of their lives. You know, a lot of that goes on, but obviously we're going to focus on, you know, having that situation for everyone. But I think it's important too, as we are doing right now, to recognise that a lot of people are living in contentment because of the likes of the work of St. Vincent de Paul.
And we say, you know, there's a great added value that comes with the volunteer involvement. And we're more than the bricks and mortar. We try to build communities and engage with our tenants to provide them with support. It's more than what others, the larger bodies others would provide.
All right. So if you have a background in architecture, engineering, surveying, health and safety, social work, social care, you'd be a great fit for any of these positions. You can make an initial inquiry by emailing lisa.hitchen, H-I-T-C-H-E-N, at svp.ie. We'll retain that here just in case you didn't happen to have a pen with you, and we can pass it on. And also there's an event is there taking place in Buncrana tomorrow night. What's that about, Paula?
Yeah, that's correct. That's around recruitment of volunteers for our operations in Buncrana. We provide 29 homes in Buncrana across four different locations. So we'd love to strengthen our volunteer base there. So encourage people to come along and talk to our regional social housing officer, Lisa, where she'll give you some more information on our operations and also an opportunity for people to ask questions and get some more detail on what's involved.
Yeah, and you provide support. There's layers, isn't there, here? You know, you recruit volunteers, and those volunteers are supported by other people in the work that they're doing as well. You're not necessarily left to your own devices to try and figure it all out yourself.
No, in every region, we provide support to our volunteers, to our regional social housing officers, and we also provide training, initial training and ongoing training for our volunteers. So there is a support network there. And you're not alone. We have over 17 groups across the Northwest region. We bring them together every once a quarter as well. So there's a link to region and also to national.